Make welcome this morning to Calvary, Kyla Rowland and Deliver.
There's a cup of Thank you. a moment when I was 9 years old. My daddy pastored, Bob's daddy pastored. He didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to marry a preacher. Never got afraid of that. No, when you grow up in a pastor's home, it's not always easy. And I saw my mother and daddy suffer a lot. It was hard. And I think it's one of the hardest things you can do to be a pastor over a bunch of sheep. I just do. I know it was for my life. But anyway, there was a moment I knew I was the lowest. My little Sunday school teacher, Thea Gill, she had just laid down the quarterly and taught us out of the Bible, and it was just 9 weeks before Palm Sunday. And she taught us about the cross, about why the cross had to be. Taught us about the one who died there and about the blood he shed. And somewhere during that time, I got utter conviction. And I got scared. And I know a lot of people, a lot of sinners especially, when a preacher preaches on hell, but there's not a lot of preaching on hell in this day and time. Oh, they're just trying to scare people. All you have to do is read the Word of God if you want to get scared of hell. That's exactly what waits for those who don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I was scared. And I made my mama sleep with me. And I made her keep the lights on. And then I hung to her. I hung to her apron strings. I was so afraid. I don't know what I was afraid of. Not so afraid of hell. I was just afraid of going up there in front of everybody. Everybody looking at me. And so happens, our teacher taught us for 9 weeks about Calvary. Palm Sunday came. My daddy preached a course on Calvary. I sat in the very back, which I was not supposed to do. I wouldn't know what I was sitting in the back. But I snuck back there. And when he started preaching on Calvary, I just couldn't help. I don't know how I got to the front.
Amen.
Oh, something happened to me that day.
Amen.
And there was 9 little girls saved. One more.
Amen.
One more.
Yeah.
That
Amen.
One little moment. But I told him that I was lost. And would he please come into my heart? That instant, I would change from the day of my life.
Yes.
When I was praying for my son, and God came, no, it wasn't God. It was Jesus. It was the form of Jesus. He said to my heart, if you'll lay him right here, and I didn't want him to. I will handle it. You know, Jesus never really talked to me verbally, but he speaks to this heart. And you know when it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know when you have laid your burden down in the throne room of grace. You will be released and relieved, and you won't worry anymore.
Right.
You won't pray anymore about it. All you'll do is just go around thanking him, thanking him, thanking him like it's already done. And so that's what I did. It was just so easy. And it was so easy to write songs when you get that one little moment of faith.
Amen.
So.
Building that day, he spoke to Elijah.
be like the widow woman in Luke 18 that Jesus gave us the parable. He told us how to pray.
Yes.
He said, if you pray like this widow woman, begging the unjust judge to avenge her of her adversaries, and you would pray to me day and night, what would I do for my own children?
Amen.
He'd give us more. We just don't believe that sometimes. I struggle. I don't know if you've ever heard of Barry Rowland in Deliverance. He's our son. But I'm sure you've heard him on the radio. He's got a wonderful singing music ministry. It's not because he's ours. He's just anointed. That's all that matters.
Amen.
He was called. He was anointed. He fulfills his calling. That's just, you don't get any better than that from your children. But, oh, getting there, my children. I need the devil fall every hour of every day. But I'll tell you what made the difference. Of course, Jesus made the difference. But I prayed. I went to every altar, no matter where we were singing. I went to every altar, always, every time without fail. There'd be some woman or two or three women, sometimes a group, come and help me pray. They didn't know what I was praying about most of the time, but they helped me. They came because
Amen.
I was broken, and they knew I needed help. They came.
Amen.
And then I had friends. I got some prayer warriors. Honey, I would take $1 million for any But anyway, they were praying. My mama was praying. She was the prayer warrior of all time. And one day, finally, he had left home at 18. Gave up a 4-year scholarship in basketball. Just gave up on everything. Left home. Didn't have any money. Didn't have any sense. He just left home. He just wanted to be his own man. Old man, he found that he wasn't a man at all. Got real sick. And he didn't tell me this till 2 years later. Listen, ladies, mothers, don't ask your children, especially your boys, question after, that they're playing up on you. Let them tell you. And I learned that the hard way. And so one day he said, Mom, you know what brought me home? And I want to say prayer for your mimi, my mother. I didn't say anything. I said, no. He said, I was so sick. I said, I saw you when you come home. You count every bone in his body. He left weighing 200 pounds. He come home and weighed about 140. That's where sin will take you. It will take you so far down, take your health, sometimes take your mind. And he said, I tried to get out of bed, but he said, I had a high fever. I just rolled on the floor. I got up and went to the couch. I tried to reach the phone behind me and call the gas station to tell him I couldn't be. He said, I couldn't do that. He said, I heard. Now, listen, the word you tell the world is they will laugh and scorn you. It don't make any difference. It's still true.
Right.
It was still God.
Amen.
But he said, I heard these voices. He said, you know how women in the altar, and they're praying together, and how their voices are high-pitched, and all together, it just sounds kind of like a choir. I said, yeah. And he said, that's kind of what it sounded like. And he said, it wasn't people going to work. Too many of them. And he said, when they got to my apartment door, he said, it was rat-infested, roach-infested. Lord, I was in a mess. But he said, when they got to my door, they stopped. He said, what do you think that was? I said, I think that was a Quell Martin. Your many doors cursed. All these prayer warriors, all these years that have been lifting you up.
Amen.
He said, I had asked the Lord to take my life. He said, I knew I was saved. I asked the Lord to take my life when I first laid down on that couch. He said, Lord, just take me out of home and get me out of this misery and get my mother out of her agony over me. And honey, after he heard those women, he said, Lord, I believe I want to live, and I believe I want to live for you.
Amen.
And it came home, honey. It came home. Oh, honey, God's big. wants to do something for his children. He wants to do something for that one he's lost. He's here. I knew he would be here before I even came. We prayed all week about this service. And he assured me that the Holy Spirit would meet us at the door, and he did.
Yeah. you know, I hope you can sense that the Lord is already moving. Let me implore you this morning. Let me do what Paul has said. Let me beg you, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, if God is speaking to your heart, you come. If you put it off until tomorrow, you won't come. If you put it off until you're better, you'll never come. God knows your heart. All I can see is what I see at face value. But the blessing about the Holy Spirit is He can see. You have felt. And so, Miss Robin, whenever you're ready, you can sing. Let me say this about that song. Christy and I are getting ready to celebrate 15 years of marriage. Miss Robin sang this song when we got married. 15 years later, saved us far.
Amen.
Has there been some bumps in the road? Oh, yeah. Have we been stretched beyond limit? Oh, yeah. God is making us an all-star team, honey. God has met, not only are we married, but we're laborers together. She knows what I'm thinking before I think it, and vice versa. And I just want to give praise to the Lord that through every trial, through every good time, God has been good to us and blessed us. And so happy early anniversary, and God willing, for the first time, we're going to leave town for a few days, and we're going to think about us. Think about us. But as she sings this song, please obey the Lord, whatever the need may be.
I was in my
time to come this morning as you're singing. Coming, that tells me that there's a possibility that others may need to come. This is God's timing this morning. It's His time, His service. Aren't you glad when the big preacher shows up? The Lord Jesus Christ, it's like an oil, it's like a car engine without oil until He shows. Once that oil is pulled into the engine, everything starts going systematically and working. It's just smooth. Let's keep on singing, Miss Colin, while they're coming.
Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, will you stand instead for me?
Come on down. There's still time.
going to remain quiet and get ready to dismiss in just a few moments. We still have one praying. Let's be mindful of that. But did you enjoy the service this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
This is exactly what Calvary needed. We needed fresh oil. Starting with me. Thank you for saying yes to come.
Can I just give a short testimony?
Please.
I've got a great grandson. Love of my life. Love of my life. Of course, Jesus is the love of my life. He is my life. But this little boy. Ooh. Church. I love my church. Oh, Lord, we have some of the best times. Good old fashioned, we shout and run and go back.
Yes.
Oh, God's in. But we introduced him to, there's a young man. He's about 35. But anyway, he's blind. And he's a prayer warrior. That's his calling. And he sees things that we don't see. Through the physical eye. And he just, little Andrew is only 18 months old, and they introduced him to Andrew. He touched his arm and he said, "This baby's a preacher." He said, "This baby's a preacher." And I said, "Oh, Lord, help us." But it's been real sick and had one virus right after another, and I think they're short. And then he got type A flu about 10 days ago, and he's been so sick, and he lost so much weight, and he was so frail looking. And I called my prayer warrior about midnight last week. And she's got a serious heart disease, but she sat up with me on the phone all night. And we prayed all night.
Yes.
5 o'clock in the morning, God said, he just said, "I'm not going to take his life." But he went
This is ministering from your experiences. When you minister from your experience of life, you touch hearts. And that's what it's all about. And so we're so thrilled. Thank you so much for coming. Just what the doctor ordered. And I believe we're going to be just fine. I tell you what, let's stand to our feet this morning. And as I said a moment ago, we're going to have, can I have a couple ushers at the entrance there? And
Brother Justin.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to be commercial or anything, but if you don't know, wouldn't know about it. Kyla has written some books, and we have some of our CDs, and they're here in the hall. And if you'd like to take some home with you, we'd be glad to sell them. But you won't do you or do us like a couple did us up in the hills there.
Well, that were just little old ladies
didn't know everything, you know. And Kyla said, I said, now I've got some books in that. Go ahead and pick up a couple of them. And they did, you know. That was all right. And I just wanted to know.
I meant to mention that, Brother Bob. Thank you for mentioning that. Again, on my right, your left, their material will be there. Miss Kyla had mentioned something earlier about doing women conferences, retreats. And if you go on their website, you can get more information that way. But that's something we're considering for the future as well. So we'll be in touch with you. And there was something else. Calvary people, remember to pick up a copy of the budget and finance last bit of our conference. The sheet should be outside there in the foyer. Remember that. Just need the church to remember that for this evening. All right. A couple ushers are at the door. If you've been blessed, CLU Brotherhood, today at 4. If you've been blessed or wasn't blessed, please give an offering at the door. That'd be a blessing. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for today. We're thankful for your love. Thank you, Lord, for pouring upon us, Lord, your blessing, God. How our bones have received moisture, Lord. We're so glad for that, God. I pray that you'd continue to bless us here at Calvary. And, Lord, I pray that we would be about your business. And, Father, I pray that you'll bless your people, bless those who have visited. Please bless abundantly, continually bless the Rowlands, Lord, and all that they do in their ministering, Miss Robin and family. Father, be with them. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.